is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. 2020, this is the Geeks Next Door, episode number 217. What's happening, my brothers?
What is happening?
Chris, the reason I come or do this every Thursday is so I know what day it is.
It's a good reason to do it. Otherwise, you might get lost in the sauce.
The date. Specifically the date.
Oh, it's the 25th today. All right.
25th. Oh, yeah.
I used to be like that, too. Then I started wearing a watch, and now I always know what date it is and what time it is. Sometimes you don't want to pull out your phone. It's, you know, it's tucked into your, under your ball sack, nice and safe. You don't want to go in there and get it out.
Are you justifying time. A smartwatch? You're like, phone is too complicated.
Anybody hear Ryan?
Yeah. Am I loud for you again?
Oh, no.
You're good.
I don't buy it.
You're good. Perfect.
I'd say you're all right.
All right. Maybe I'll turn him up. Oh, he's at 59%.
I'm probably all right. He's super loud at night. Yeah. He usually gets on around 1 a.m. He's like, Chris. I'm like, dude, I'm watching a show. I can't hear you.
Chris, are you still playing? Would you like to play a game?
Why are you not awake?
He's usually awake, just not paying attention.
Yeah, I can see Ryan. It's like Sunday morning, you know, everyone's had a night, you know, and then all of a sudden he comes swooping out of the east with the sun at his back, and then just bombs Chris's Harbors to see if you're awake.
What do you mean?
I'd totally do that.
If I was in the
area. Just in the area, I'd bomb the crap out of your harbors.
you Japanese'd him. Pearl Harbored him, Ryan.
Then I'd drop nukes on you and feel bad about it forever.
Would you feel bad?
Ryan would be like, you know what? Maybe tentacles aren't that bad.
Tentacles and vaginas, even better.
Right. I have no idea what you guys are talking
Japanese
about.
Japanese tentacle porn. It's amazing.
Ryan works for Japan. I said Ryan's showing up Sunday morning, thus bombing Chris at Pearl Harbor, and then Chris said drop nukes.
He's got tentacles for porn.
It would only be Saturday here, though.
But how would you defend your Western seawall, kaiju?
Right, exactly.
You gain giant mechs, I'm telling you.
That's right.
I would make a big giant wall.
Well, yeah.
Mechs go see over it!
But that fails. Tall,
taller
that
than...
Taller than the mechs?
There's two 90, basic 90 ways... Meters. Just two basic ways to stop giant monsters from alien monsters. It's either with giant mechs or with other alien giant monsters that are kind of on your side-ish. That's basically the only option.
I defend humanity. Like, all right. Thanks, man.
Just like let them fight.
Yeah, how are you guys feeling? You know what? No, I was thinking, I'm going to tell you guys. This is mostly for the Daves, but also for the Ryan and the Adam. My favorite part of that Firefly game that we played last night, we played the Firefly board game, right? We finished out our 3-mission run or whatever, especially since we figured out how to play it.
Yep.
And my favorite part was... the shit that takes place, and then like you can like see it happening in your mind's eye, like oh shit! And then he threw a grenade, and then he walked away, and Jane fucking shot somebody with a sniper rifle. That's right, that was really good.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like one of the TV shows. You know, it's just like you've watched so much of it, it felt like it. So
I think I watched just about all of them in the last couple of days.
But you did not watch the end of that episode. Wash lands the
of the
ship.
Movie.
Yeah, I did. He watched the ship. He lands the ship. The end. What are you talking about?
End.
I'm a leaf like
everyone's
the wind.
Happy.
Credits.
I'm a leaf on the wind. I'm a leaf on the wind.
Right. Credits. Watch how I soar. The end. You're like, hey, cool.
But we're watching it. I notice how bad the quality is. Like as far as the video quality.
Is it?
Yeah. And it might be because they haven't really done good conversions with it or something, but I'm watching it on Hulu, I think. I think that's where it's housed.
Yes.
And the quality just seems really, really bad compared to... Well, maybe because it's a 20-year-old show? When did it come out?
Is it SD?
Yeah.
I mean, is it just SD?
I don't know.
The problem is it was shot on film, which means by definition it is high definition, because film allows you to go up there because it takes in so much data. It's just they compressed it.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. It seems like they compressed it into a manageable format and it doesn't look good. Maybe I had a setting wrong or something, but it didn't. I watched it and I was like, man, this quality blows.
Mm.
But also, it felt like the characters didn't get enough time to flush themselves out. Probably because it was only one season.
Like half a season, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, look, come on. It was like, here, read this. And then they're like, whoa, whoa, get this man that whatever he needs.
I just watched that episode.
And you're like, what the fuck's going on? This fuck, everyone's looking, and it's just like, and he never goes into it anymore.
Yeah, he says, tell me how that happens. He's like, I'll tell you about it sometime, maybe. And then they're like, we'll never get back to that. That was for episode number 28, which we never got to.
Right.
Very sad.
Sad.
Yeah, good show, though. Well, anyways, yeah, that game's fun because it feels like a Firefly game. So you can kind of feel the stuff happening. And even when you fail checks, it kind of feels like that. I failed a lot of checks.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And, like, the time mechanic is really cool, man. Because you can do really cool things, but it takes a long time. Or you can do lots of... Like, if you just want to move, you could move wherever you want easily.
Even that, like, I was thinking after you guys left, I was like, all right, Wash is in there. He's fucking hacking in the computers. He's getting us credits. And we got to hurry up, because we're fighting against the clock regardless. Even if there's no goons, we're still fighting around the clock.
Right.
And then we're like, all right, now we got plenty of time to get out. And then Wash says, there's a safe. And you're like, a safe? Can we get the safe and get out in time? I don't know. So we give it a shot anyway. We're running. Running.
Oh, shit. 2,000 space bucks are in here? And then we ended with one turn.
Yep.
One turn or we would have lost.
And, yeah, it was really fun. I like that.
Because we got greedy.
And then we needed
quote lines the whole time.
That's true.
But we needed those credits in order to meet the winning threshold for the three.
We would have figured it out.
Yeah, we would have sold. We could have sold some
items.
But you only sell for half.
I know. You're right. We're actually pretty close.
It doesn't matter, man.
No.
We had some.
Yeah, it was fun times though. That's all I got to say.
You don't run with five. Everyone knows that.
I hope one day you guys are here, because it would be fun to play with five players. And actually, I don't know if it's going to be easier. It seems like it should be easier. Like, we're doing it with three pretty easily. Not easily, but...
No, because that one time when Dave just keeps running around the corner because guys are, like, fucking swarming him, we're like, oh, shit.
Only because he's wearing the pink fluffy dress, exactly.
That's right, which made everyone go after him, which is cool. But...
All right, well, that's what I was thinking about all week.
And we played with standard cowboys and thugs.
That's true.
If they would have been their specialized versions, like sharpshooter shoots within 12. I mean,
The roper can pull you if he hits you, pulls you too.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
All right.
Butcher gets bonuses to brawl like equal to two dice or something like that.
That was weird.
Anyway, fun game.
Yeah. What'd you guys do, Ryan and Adam, when you were avoiding us? What'd you do?
Called each other and masturbated. I mean, I went to bed early.
Okay.
I don't remember. I think I watched a show and then played some games.
Okay.
Which is a typical evening. Did Adam, have you watched any of The Legend of Korra?
No, it's not out on Netflix yet, is it?
It's not. I got it on CBS All Access, the free week trial. Doesn't look like, maybe it's like was canceled or something, but it's so far it's
three
like
seasons.
Pretty well done. It's three
seasons.
Yeah.
Three seasons.
And then is it canceled?
No.
Yeah, well, it's been over for years.
It's done. Yeah. Four seasons. 54 or 52 episodes, yeah. It's the whole story.
Oh, good.
Avatar was... They had to hurry up and finish it, because they were supposed to do four seasons, but they only did three.
They did a shit ton of episodes, though, so they did good.
Is this one of your cartoons?
Yeah, this is a sweet cartoon. This is, like, it's the visual... It reminded me, when you're talking about the crappiness of the visuals for Firefly, or at least the quality of the video, that this one has much better quality animation than the original, which is probably just because it's newer technology, but it's good. You should check it out, Adaba, or anybody else who wants to watch Avatar 2.
I don't read comic books. I'm a man.
It's on my list, and it's not a comic book. It's animation.
I know. I was quoting Mallrats.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
All right. Cool. Legend of Cola. Coca-Cola? Cora. Or Pepsi-Cola?
You see, Cora is the next Avatar. It takes place like 70 years after Aang's death. I'm not giving anything away because this all is told in the first 2 minutes.
Katara's in there.
Yes. It's fucking good. It's fun when you see like giant statues of Aang and it like and giant statues of like Zuko and shit, and you're like, fuck yeah.
They were best buddies. Oh, I'm sorry, spoiler alert.
Fucker, now I can't watch it. I was gonna watch it, now I can't. Oh well, I'll deal with it.
I don't know. I finished watching the Avengers, Avengers Assemble, and I moved on to a Spider-Man cartoon now.
Which one?
I'm like, I can't remember which one.
Because Adonis likes two of them, but he doesn't like two of the other ones that we tried.
On Disney?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll tell you in a second. It's the one with Peter Parker, Miles Morales. It's just Marvel's Spider-Man series. It's 2017.
Come on. Why don't, you should have went back to the 90s one. That one was the fucking tits.
That's one he does like.
I don't like the animation.
Yeah, because it's cartoons. Dude. I agree.
But the part about it that makes it better is the fact that everything is... It was a cartoon, and they serialized it, so it's like, if you didn't watch an episode, you're like, fuck, what the fuck is going on? You're like, that's the best part.
Well, and that nostalgia thing. Like, oh, I remember watching this. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Shit, I don't remember. Anyways, we started playing a game, kind of, right? Some of us.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to talk about? Want to talk about it at all?
What are your Diablo
initial thoughts? Diablo Light, I like to call it.
It is kind of Diablo Light. I thought it was going to be boring after the first time playing it, and it's kind of growing on me.
Like a mold. A little bit. Okay.
Like a mold, except for I'm allergic to mold.
Like a cyst.
So, yeah, there you go. Maybe a wart?
A
pussy wart. I think it's pretty cool. Chris and I just played a little bit, and holy crap, there are a lot of monster closets, and yeah, it's pretty good. I think it's all right.
Okay,
Brian, what do you think?
It is interesting. It wasn't what I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. At first, I kind of like from seeing the previews, I thought it would have been a little more slower. Like you walk around, you hit some stuff, you find some things, you look this way, you look that way, like because Minecraft had. Is a pretty slow paced, you know, even when you're sprinting things aren't coming crazy fast, but this one actually seems like it's a pretty fast paced game. Like you gotta do things kind of quick and a lot of action. It's pretty fun. I think the basic game loop of go in there, smack stuff, repeat different sort of instances kind of reminds me of like MMO styles where you'd get together a team and you go in, you fight something, and people try to get the item that's a drop for that particular instance or something. Same kind of idea, but it's kind of fun. You get cool random shit, and then you can enchant it and
upgrade.
I got two of those death mushrooms or whatever. You got any of those yet?
No.
Damn. Increase your attack speed and your speed, and you just like two daggers. Like, oh, it's sweet. Oh man!
I thought you were rocking the sickles.
I would just rock whatever does the most damage that I pick up.
That would be the human mind. Yeah.
True. I was explaining to Dave, too, that it's like Gauntlet and Diablo combined.
Well, sure. Sure. I'll accept that. I mean,
it's like Monster Closet and you get items.
Yeah, I mean, so I like, I've not played other than with one of you two or both of you, which is kind of a little bit of a commentary on it. Not a huge commentary, just a little bit of a commentary. And also makes me want to think, like, why would I not just like go play Path of Exile or something that's really deep? Like, it's the same type of game, but it's really deep.
Is Path of Exile, is that multiplayer?
Yeah. It's all, yeah.
Really? But
the main thing I think is this isn't super level dependent. Like, I feel level 1 and level 50, you're not going to be that much different, right? Your gear is going to be stronger, but not super much stronger. I don't know. At least that's what it feels like right now, but we're only like level 19 or something, so who knows?
Yeah, I don't know how it will scale over time. Like, does it add some depth in some way? Or do you basically get good enough to do all the levels and then you kind of are just like grinding to get some item that you really want or
right,
something?
And well, the items too. It seems like there's like 30 items maybe in the game. 40 maybe. It doesn't seem like there's that much diversity. Like, you might just be looking, oh, I'm looking for that drop, but I want this enchantment on instead. Maybe, but I don't know.
Yeah. I'm guessing there's more than that, though.
Maybe.
I mean, the reason I say that is, like, you say, oh, I got another one of these, and I'm like, I don't have any of those. And meanwhile, I keep thinking, are you talking about this this thing? And I got two of them, and you don't know what I'm talking about, you know. And then it feels like there's a decent amount of items. But it could, I could imagine after, you know, 30 levels, seeing most of them. I wouldn't be shocked if that was true. I could see it getting old, but it's good fun.
There is 23 artifacts in the game.
23 old.
Yeah, that's artifacts. I mean, there's 20.
Oh, unique items though.
Those
and
are
stuff like that.
Those are items. I'm talking about just items. Yeah, yeah. There's a bunch of different types of weapons. A bunch of different types of, not a bunch. There's like 40 weapons, 40 ranged weapons, 40 armor, and 23 artifacts. So, I mean, it just feels like eventually you're going to be like, well, here's the items that I want, and I'll just look for better versions of them or something. I don't know. I do like that it does seem to have some synergy. Like, you could create a team that's kind of cool. I can create a team where I put on the armor that gives everybody lifesteal, or that gives everybody better healing, you know? And you could put on the thing that's super tanky, and you can be the range guy, which is kind of cool. There's an element there, I think. And we haven't done the hardest levels. I want to get to a point where we can do beat it on difficulty 5 to see how difficult. Because Adam's right, we did the mine one at difficulty 4 just now, and
it was
tough.
Pretty hard.
Like, it was hard. Yeah, I mean, not impossible, but it was fun.
Yeah, that's the one where it gets tricky, because if you can't get to the spawners in time, then you just like are overwhelmed, basically.
Right. And what really helped was the fucking horn. So as soon as you just get in close and blow the horn, and then they all get fly out, and then you can kill the spawners pretty easily. Uh-huh. So. But I kind of like that there is diversity with team building, but there is like that for most of these games. So I don't know. I'll probably play it, but only when you guys are playing it.
Yeah, I don't think it's amazing, but it is fun. And we'll see. I when I first played, I thought like, hey, this might actually suck. But then it got pretty fun when you got more items and like you had the fun of switching artifacts and stuff. It was actually kind of fun then. I do hate that when you press QWE that it gives thumbs ups and shit. And that's annoying.
So the funny part is Ryan pathed all his controls to League of Legends pathing, and all through the game, Chris is like, "Why is there a treasure chest over here?"
So if you push Q, that is a shortcut to talk to say, "Hey, treasure chest over here, everybody." So Ryan will constantly be going Q, because that's one of his main like buttons for items, and they're like, "Oh, another treasure chest." Another treasure chest.
No, we gotta backtrack.
Is that a real one, or is that a Ryan treasure chest?
Well, what's sad is that, like, they do have all the keys can be rebound. Well, most of the keys can be rebound. I even disabled like the chat ones, but like those ones, they're just like, we're running out of time. Just like hack those in. We don't need to put those in the key binding page. There's probably a ticket that some developer was like, I'm not going to do that.
They might have fixed it already, but yeah. Damn it!
Yeah. That is the only thing.
I noticed myself doing it too, because I kept on giving like thumbs up, thumbs down. So, yeah, it's alright game. It's not
what I was expecting. It reminds me of Gauntlet, where Ryan was like, let's all play Gauntlet. I'm like, yeah, it's fun when you guys are playing with me, but that's probably all I'll play. But it does seem to have some kind of holdover, so we'll see. Speaking of video games, how many of you guys got on sale right now?
Oh, I saw an email that I haven't looked at yet.
I got that's 25 weird. On my wish list on sale.
16
for Dave.
Supposedly all 8 of mine that are on my wish list.
All 8? It is the Steam summer sale had just started, I believe, today, huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to buy a game you'll never play, there you go.
I got one
time to do it. It's starting to be that the summer sales are when I like go and say, oh, I should look what I've already bought. You know, like whenever I get that email with 50 things on sale, I go like, before I try to buy anything, I should really see what I
just remember also, there's a road trip special that you save an additional $5 when you purchase $30 worth of stuff.
Nice. You know what? You know what's on my wish list that I always wanted to play? It looks super fun, but super cheesy, and like it, I believe it should cost about $9, but it only ever goes on sale for over $30, is a game called RimWorld, which people may have heard about. It's got kind of
Tony played that game a lot.
Did he?
I thought you were going to say Golf with Friends. That's what you were going to say.
That usually is like $9, but this game, I mean, it's got really simple like 8-bit graphics. It's kind of like a colony-based, building-based kind of survival game, which looks fun. The 8-bit graphics makes me think it should not be a $30 game. And in fact, it's on sale right now. On sale for $32.
Right.
And it's been out for a long time. I think it came out in like 2018, something, like 2 years ago. It's weird.
Fallen Order's on sale? Oh, I should get Gloomhaven.
Yeah, I
got 69 games on sale.
Yeah, 69.
Yeah.
Did you just click and add them all?
Are you crazy?
I add them to my wish list when I see something that looks good.
Do you think Ryan has ever seen a game he didn't say, that looks fun? He thinks every fucking game looks fun.
I mean, as I look at him now, I'm like wondering what the fuck I was thinking. Although I still want to get Human, I might buy for 99 cents. I got to see if it's multiplayer. I might get regular Human Basketball because that one cracks me up.
I remember that one.
Very positive. Is it multiplayer? Local multiplayer.
Yeah, you looked at that before, I believe.
I know, yeah. I shared it with you because it's hilarious, but it's still on sale and I still haven't bought it. So every time there's a sale until I buy it.
Yeah.
Come on, just buy a franchise, right? Just look at a franchise.
I'm looking...
I'm going to buy the entire Worms franchise.
Borderlands 2 for $5 seems reasonable, too. Although they have a 3 out, right?
Yeah.
And it's almost like, is it worth it?
No.
Buy the old one? I don't know.
Ooh, you can play, claim a free sticker each day on your Steam sale.
Right.
Oh, nice. There's a open sandbox game called Outlaws of the Old West that I'm tempted to buy. It's only $8.
It's cool.
It's like Minecraft in the West.
I've tried a few of those games, that like kind of open world buildy games, and I haven't really I've tried like 3 or 4 of them. I put some considerable time into a lot of them. Nothing was really stuck out as that was super awesome, you know.
I don't think I have anything that's jumping out at me that I want.
Especially when you have games to play right now. Like I have plenty of games that I've been playing between Monster Train and Battle Brothers and fucking. We were playing 7 Days for a while. I was playing Slay the Spire, and there's just a lot. There's so many games. So.
Yeah. And 7 days is, they've been, the last week, they've been having their giant every day, like a 2-hour, 2.5-hour, like, developer streams going, like, through all the stuff that they're doing for Alpha 19, which is coming out, I think, this weekend. Is like, this weekend they're having their streamer thing where it's, like, all the streamers play and stuff like that, but, yeah. I can tell, like, they put so much work in. That's why they're so far behind. That's why it's taking them so long to do anything. They're like, all right, Alpha 19. We did all these things. We've changed all the buildings. We've changed all this. We redid all the perk trees and stuff like that. We did all the skills.
It's kind of weird because it's been out for so long. You think the initial sales have already been out. It got ported to console already, so those sales have probably already been out. So it's weird that they actually keep working on it, you know? Like, at a certain time, you gotta figure they'll be like, here's the game, let's move on to another project.
Oh, well, they are working on a second project, but they're saying, like, the console one? So, basically, that was when they were still pretty small as a group, and basically, Twin Galaxies, which was a... which came and said, like, hey, we'll do a port for you to consoles, and they're like, oh, man, that sounds cool, that'd be great to get it out there. And then they realize it's so much harder to update on the console. And then, what was the game? Well, the company that made all the cel-shaded games that, like, just, like, went under a while ago that had, like, a bunch of... Basically, so a company bought the Twin Galaxies, and then they went bankrupt. So they've been spending the last, like, 18 months trying to get the rights on console back. So people have been like, man, why don't you ever update on it? I was like, well, we can't really tell you because of legal things why we can't, but they just got the rights back. So now they got to go through the thing of, like, okay, how do we update something that's, like, 8 changes ago to the new thing without crashing everyone's games?
Yeah. I thought that was, at the time they did that, I thought it was a weird port because it's still in... technically alpha. It's Alpha 19, right. And they're like, go ahead and release it on the wherever you want, I don't care.
Right. But now they've got, I guess they've got all of the rights back, because they have now made enough money where they can, like, go back and buy all the things that they got rid of when they didn't think it was going to be that big.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's
and
cool.
Then, like, but there's, like, the amount of stuff they're doing just is really astronomical, like, the amount of things that they're doing. They're just like, hey, we hire this guy because, and everybody works from home. Nobody, everyone's remote, which is pretty cool.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, and that should be coming out again. I would play again. I thought that game is, I always like building things and then fighting.
Yeah, me too. I have no reason not to continue building shit and do stuff. It's fun.
Yep. I just sent one that's called Versus Squad, which is it was showed up as like Raft and like 7 Days to Die. It's basically a build, shoot zombies, upgrade character. It seems like a tighter loop, like less of an open world, more isometric view type. But it looks, it's $1.99. It's been on my list for a long time too.
Twin stick shooter.
What?
Versus is a fast action twin stick shooter from the creators of this. Create your own sandbox defense using battle with thousands of zombies. That's what you're talking about.
I don't
right?
have
that
a
game.
Twin
yep.
stick.
Well, I think that's just your mouse points and your fingers move.
Oh.
No, that would be the thumb controller, right?
Well, that's how you do it with its twin stick controller. But if you didn't have a twin stick controller, you'd use your mouse and your WASD.
And yeah, then you know what happens is every time you fucking push it, a treasure chest icon comes up. You're like, God damn it.
Damn it, Ryan.
It's a risk. I'm willing.
I'll just go grab a controller and hook it up.
That too.
No.
So, alright, well, what's in the world? What's happening, guys? What's the news going on?
Well, I knew if I waited long enough, Netflix somehow would be, like, awesome, and Cobra Kai is going to Netflix.
Oh!
For season 3, and they're bringing seasons 1 and 2 with it.
They're going, okay, hang on while I cancel my YouTube premium thing, then I don't need it anymore. Why?
And done.
Why would they do this? This is literally the only reason I subscribed to YouTube premium.
I think it was because YouTube decided to stop their original programming and not carry it anymore.
So that's a YouTube. So, that's what they're doing.
I believe that's what it was.
Yes.
I'm not satisfied with YouTube originals.
But you are satisfied. You're just sad that they're leaving.
Right. So if it's not there, I'll no longer be satisfied with it.
Right. Isn't there an option that says, like, I've already watched the show? That's, I remember canceling, and I was like, watched it, done.
I also heard that... So it's kind of interesting that it's going to Netflix, and it's taking arguably their best-received show.
Yes.
Yes.
So they've decided to stop making original content. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Yeah, YouTube has decided to stop making original content. They've shuttered that down, and so as part of the deal, you know, they needed to find a place for season three.
Sure.
So part of the deal, Netflix said, "Okay, we'll take you on, but you got to move the entire show to us."
Right.
We don't have a date, but
I wonder if they're just sure. Like, man, there's so much content. Why are we? Why are we pretending we make our own content? People are going to go to YouTube for YouTube reasons. Let's just fucking.
Well, I'm sure it's that mixed with they tried, right? And it didn't stick very well. You know what I mean? Like, they made original content. They looked at their numbers. They said, nobody cares. Or, right. Like, a tiny, tiny fraction cares. And guess what? Like, these other services are winning. And it's like, okay, we're just throwing money at it. That's not going to help. So we'll just focus on YouTube.
I mean, I'm sure they were losing the subscriber war. You know, so it just, like you said, Rand, they're not pulling in the money to support it.
What? Yeah. I'm trying to think what other shows did they have? They had to have something else, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, that's literally the only one I've ever heard of.
But, the weird subscriber wars, like the other day, Apple, they sent an email that said, like, hey, we are giving you a year. One whole year of Apple Plus, you know, their streaming channel. And I was like, okay, I can find enough to watch for an entire year. But it's funny, you download it and stuff, I watch it, and I'm like, they have 18 shows on there. You can watch all the other stuff. You can watch all the other junk. You could watch stuff off of Showtime if you had Showtime or HBO or so on and so forth. But they have 18 original programs on there.
It's not very many.
No, it's not.
No.
I mean, they're pretty budget, right? Some of them are bigger budget.
Yes. They have some that, like they have the Jason Momoa sci-fi fantasy show called C.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to watch it at some point in time. Basically, some sort of plague happens and makes everyone fucking blind in the world.
Except all of a sudden.
Nope, Jason Momoa's blind. But he has kids, and those twin kids can see. And now all of a sudden some crazy prophecies happening and shit, and the fucking the local government, like the local magistrate is all like, oh no, blah blah blah. But this show is in, it's like 4K, it looks fucking amazing and beautiful, and they spent a fucking shit ton of money on it.
Yeah,
I don't know if anyone's gonna watch it.
They have the alternate history one,
For All Mankind, I wanna watch that.
Yeah, like that one looked, it's big budget, looked interesting at least.
Yeah.
Basically,
I mean,
we lose the
like
race.
Like a morning show?
They have the morning show, which is like, you know, like whatever her face is, Jennifer Aniston.
Reese Witherspoon.
Right. What do we watch on there? I started watching the Beastie Boys documentary because I was like, I like the Beastie Boys.
Fine.
That's supposed to be really good.
Right, and I mean it's interesting stuff, but there's literally 18 shows, and I'm like, and they gave me one whole year, and I'm like, sure, to them they don't give a fuck, but I mean it's $5 a month. That's $60 they're going, like, I don't know how many people they gave it to, you know. So if they gave out, you know, 10,000, you know, that's still, they don't care what they make that off of, like 4 iPhones sold.
They gave it to you because you are an influencer. You have a podcast.
Right, that would be sweet. She's just like,
they need to send that my way then.
Well, that seems it. I can see how they take the strategy of making super good content and then hoping that it's like a
right
what do they call it with video games where you switch to the console because it's got
right.
this...
Like a system seller.
Yeah, systems. They're making, trying to make system sellers, and it's, and now they're trying to like get some people to talk about it, and so they give free ones out.
So, but then, you know, whatever I watch is cool, and stuff, like, I'm like, hey, whatever, okay, there's nothing that got me, but then they released a trailer for Foundation, and that's a fucking hell of a book series, you know, and that's badass, like, you know, and it looks like that's a huge budget, like, that looks like they could easily spend, like, $200 million on this show. I put a trailer up, but that, it looks really fucking good.
Is that, like, Isaac Asimov, like, sci-fi thing?
I don't... They've been trying to make for, like, 40 years.
I don't know if I ever read that.
Yeah, you would know. Basically, yeah, giant, the whole galaxy has been colonized, and this guy, he's comes up with this mathematical thing called psychohistory, which is, like, the mathematical, like, precepts of, like, movements of large numbers of people and stuff like that, and it makes a big, just giant prediction engine, and he predicts that the empire is going to fall, and basically, and then there's going to be, like, 30,000 years of, like, fucking dark ages. So he goes, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get, like, the smartest people, the best artists and stuff, and build 2 points, and one on each side of the galaxy to house... He's like, it's too late for the Empire. The Empire's going to be gone. There's no way of stopping it. But he's like, builds, like, these 2 big the foundations, which has all of our, like, greatest industry, our greatest information and scientists and all this stuff. And the Empire, you know, and people start believing in him and deifying him and stuff like that. It's like, oh, he's predicting all this stuff. It's like, and the Empire's all like, there's no guy, you know, basically. It looks fucking cool. So.
Nice.
Yeah, so I mean, but that's not till next year anyway, so because
so I have heard that some theaters are opening, but not around here. Is that correct?
Actually, I think ours was opening
middle of July, wasn't it?
But with like older movies or something?
Yes. Because
yeah, they keep pushing everything out.
Because yeah, like last week, the number highest grossing movie was Jurassic Park.
Oh, well, yes, I did read that. When was that? Remember? Because I thought you were talking about... Okay, yes, that's correct. Did you see the story about the June 10th highest grossing movie? So on June 10th, some people made a movie over Zoom for $0, a horror movie. They bought out an entire theater for $25,000, and that became the number one movie in America on June 10th.
That's fucking cool. That's cool.
Just a couple of kids that made a Zoom movie... And they threw it out there. They purchased the entire theater. Number one in America. It's called Unsubscribe.
That's some pretty genius.
Yes. So our Imagine is open tomorrow. They have, let's see, they have, how many screens is there? Is there only like
14? 10?
Yeah, they're showing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 movies. They're showing 50 First Dates, Adam Sandler, Back to the Future.
Where are you seeing this? Because like I looked and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Oh, I just went to Imagine.
Yeah.
And then put a Willow Creek and then put Tomorrow's Date and then just put show movies. Like okay. Back to the Future, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jaws, Jurassic Park, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, The Avengers. Ooh, see that's showing 3 times though. That's showing at 2, 5:20, and 7:50. So. That movie is only 2 hours and 23 minutes, but they're leaving an hour gap between each showing.
That'll be enough time to clean out the COVID.
Okay, and nothing on there that like strikes me is like Avengers is great, but I saw that in the theater. I guess Back to the Future is probably one that I wouldn't mind seeing in the theater, but I don't need to. I want something else. Give me something else. Give me a spicy one that I want. Imagine.
From what I read, Regal is showing like the Regal's reopening, and they're showing Empire.
Yeah, I heard Empire is being pushed by a lot of theaters too. That I would go in the theater and see. Right, so I think it would be awesome. Yeah, July.
The original, not the fucking Lucas fucked up version.
Yeah.
Very limited hours though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Which is like, cool, man. It's like, hey.
It's like one show for everything, pretty much. Alright, yeah. Well, if something comes out, I might take an afternoon there. I mean, there's going to be nobody there anyways.
Yeah, because I'm just like, let's pick all the Imagines and see what they're... Yeah, oh, they're fucking smart, dude. They are showing, like, let's see. Imagine what our Imagine is showing Back to the Future 1. Delano's is showing Back to the Future 2.
That's Rogers to see.
Is showing Back to the Future 3. But they're not showing, the other ones are not showing, so you have to go to other theaters if you want to check out this other shit, which is fucking nice work, bud. Nice work.
I don't know. Back to the Future 2, the best of the series.
I don't think so. I think Back to the Future 1.
I wouldn't be surprised if they somehow like suspend their online ticket ordering for a while, and then when you get there, you have to choose a seat that's not chosen within like one seat or something like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing something like that to keep pseudo social distancing. I don't know. Theaters are hurting, obviously.
So if you click on it, it says Imagine now implementing social distance policies to meet social distance guidelines. You'll be unable to purchase any seats which are within 2 seats of a seat occupied by another guest.
Right.
It's weird if you want to go with 3 people, though. Eh,
yeah, but I think I wouldn't be surprised if they have like a family rule.
Yeah.
Like,
or when you go there, I don't know. It'd be fine.
I mean, I guess you could purchase the whole row, which is 3 seats, and then 6 next to somebody.
Well,
but
unless when you try to purchase 3, it says these two are, this one's next to these 2 that are about to be purchased by you. Yeah, it could be.
See.
I know you guys are really interested, but the gym has been ridiculously dead. The most people I've seen in there at any one time are 5, including me, which means there's nobody anywhere near you, which is kind of nice, I guess, but. Nobody's there.
It does look like if I'm going in to purchase tickets, a block of tickets, I can buy seats next to each other.
Okay, cool. But then it's kind of like, it was that weird thing, like, remember, like if you go buy tickets, you couldn't leave one space between them?
Yeah.
Like, when it would say, like, no one's going to buy one, you had to leave at least 2 or 0, because no one buys one ticket. See, they have the Lord of the Rings, though. That would be so.
Unless you're late.
Right, sure.
Unless you don't get in on our text about what movie. That's you true. Have to buy your own ticket.
I don't know. If I've seen it in the theater, I'm less likely to watch it again in the theater. But things like Empire, where I never really saw that in the theater or don't remember seeing it in the theater, I would go watch that. Because it would be a different experience, I think. Or maybe something I haven't seen in a long-ass time, like The Matrix. That would be kind of cool. Fight Club. Fight Club in the theater.
Ooh, Fight Club. Ryan loves that shit.
That'd be awesome.
Remember my
Ryan doesn't love Fight Club enough, though.
It's
gonna
make me remember my first Fight Club theater experience. That'd be good.
I don't watch Fight Club in the theater, probably. So long ago, it's hard to even remember.
I remember exactly watching that fucking movie in the theater and wanting to fight on the way out.
Okay.
You're surrounded by a bunch of guys that wanted to fight.
It's just like watching Fast and the Furious.
Why is Dave driving home at 90 miles an hour?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I can't remember the exact story. But Griff was all like, man, he's like that guy from the Fast and the Furious. And Tim was like, what? Like the guy who likes everybody with the no-sleeve shirts. And he's like, you mean Dom? Yeah, that guy. I mean, not his body, but like his face. And I'm like, yeah, that's right, buddy. Not my body. My face.
Speaking of movies, so this kind of came out yesterday. Michael Keaton is in talks to reprise his role as Batman for the Flash movie and future DCEU movies. A la Nick Fury in the Marvel setting.
Peanut butter and jelly
sandwiches.
Thoughts
on Keaton being Batman?
Is he going to be Batman?
He's already been Batman.
Or is he going to be Batman Beyond Batman, or is he going to be Flashpoint Batman? You know, I can think of so many fucking things.
Look at Chris. You know that is Adam, man. Look at that. Those are cartoons, baby.
Those are such cartoons.
No, I'm sorry. Those are fucking comics before they were cartoons. In fact, I've never seen the cartoons. I've only read the comics.
Not Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond was cartoon first.
I didn't watch it. I'm stupid.
Yeah, well, he pretends like he watches it. He actually watches it in the corner every once in a while and doesn't want anyone to know.
Yeah. That would be pretty bad.
Honestly, like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. I'm working out.
It would make me super happy if they brought back every single fucking Batman you could for a Flashpoint Batman thing. Even if it's 5 minutes of five different Batmans and fucking Adam West in the background, so you just hear his voice, kind of a thing. Ah, Ben Affleck, be fucking badass. I would see that.
Well, they'd have to do that. They'd have to do that with what's his face, because he is rough. Batman Forever.
Oh, Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. He's Jesus. Rough, dude. Like he is not in a good shape.
That's true, man. Like I said, you could do it, right? You could find a way to do it, kind of.
Hey, man, you CG that shit, man. You make Michael Douglas look like he's 40, man. You do it.
Yeah, I would watch that.
I think Chris has got a good idea. If they brought in Terry McGinnis and used him as Batman, that'd be awesome.
Who's Terry McGinnis? Well,
he's the second Batman. The one that
Batman Beyond. Okay,
the second Batman? I think your little numbers are off. But
but you mean he's the Batman to the Batman Beyond Batman.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne trains Terry McGinnis.
Yeah. You know what actually I would like to see is like just a party with like six fucking god damn it, not Batman, but fucking brain fart, come on,
Flash.
No, it's Batman's name.
Bruce Wayne.
Six Bruce Waynes like talking to each other, and they all kind of know they're all kind of Batman, but they all kind of don't know as well.
In a multiverse type of thing.
Yeah, well, that Flashpoint, right? Well, that'd be the multiverse.
Yeah, and that's the expectation of this movie, is to introduce us to the multiverse for DC movies, because we have a little bit of that with the crossover this year, but they want to expand on that. And for the crossover, they did have Alex King, the reporter from the first Batman with Michael Keaton. He had a cameo in it. So they're kind of hoping to maybe bridge the two, expand on it, but they also did come out and say that Robert Pattinson's Batman is still the future Batman in their movies.
Yeah, and that's fine. So,
yep.
Fucking Berlanti proved you can do something cool and people will appreciate it. And I think you can do that on a cinematic level as well.
Yeah. Like we've said before, man, you don't have to spend fucking $200 million. Make like the Joker. The Joker was cool. I saw it once. I don't need to see it again, but it cost way little. Just do a small movie and make it weird and do it. Like, you can
just do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just fucking Shia LaBeouf says, just do it.
Do it. Yeah, I heard the Keaton thing, and for some reason it didn't. I think I probably feel like Ryan a little bit, where I'm like a little more ambivalent. Like, Keaton's not my Batman. But he kind of is my Batman, but he's not, you know? So, like, I never fell in love with him as Batman for some reason, even though he was technically my Batman.
Oh, Batman.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
No, yeah. That's the other one.
And, like, I have no problem with, like, that. Just do cool things, and people will see them, and if they fail, they fail. If they don't, they don't. Cool. Go to the next thing.
I mean,
like, yeah.
It's just a little scary if they do something like that, because this year might be, like, I could see this year culminating in an actual Flashpoint. So, because our universe is going to get destroyed. We're a pretty shitty universe. We're not going to make it. I'm sorry. Some other Earth is going to make it. So we're going to be like Earth 32, just fucking disappear, which is going to suck. Because everything's kind of going downhill right now.
Oh, shit, man. What if... What if the Five Kings, you know, like, are
what
not
if we
us?
Were Five Kings really on Earth 1?
What if it's not us?
Be nice.
It's basically, it's just It's like how Bill and Ted, you know, face the music. It's the daughters that actually write the song.
Oh, shit, it's not us. It's like a future generation.
Yeah, it's not us that are the five kings.
We have to do the work and build it up, and then we just don't get to see any of the rewards. Sad.
Right. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
All right. I'm okay, too.
Right.
Bullshit.
Yeah, but it'll be a second. It'll be a second universe where there's like a Ryan, and he's all like an extreme sports guy who just loves doing fucking shit. He doesn't take two thoughts about anything. He's all like, "Whoa, let's fucking do this!"
Straps
bitch!
His 2-year-old daughter onto a parachute, pulls it, and throws her out.
Fucking go, motherfuckers! He's just YOLO. Is literally tattooed across his chest. He's just like, "You only have one life, baby. Let's do this."
That would be pretty sweet.
Speaking of bad decisions in my mind, they want to reboot Twister.
Okay, now I am... At first, I completely agree with you, because this is a movie I obviously love, seen it a million times. I don't think you'll ever recapture that magic. I thought the same thing about Jumanji, though, and they did a fucking good job, so I need to see more. I need to see more.
Jumanji's lighthearted, though.
So
Twister.
Twister is fucking lighthearted as shit.
Hilarious as fuck, dude. Griff loves that movie so much because it's hilarious. It's funny. It's like the secondary characters are awesome. He's like, he's just like, I like the guy with the map. He's like, I was like, what do you do with maps? And he's like,
roll,
well, you roll
the
them.
Maps. Don't fold
you
the
roll
maps.
You don't fold maps.
They
you roll
fucking lied through Wichita here.
Right, because he doesn't know what a fuck a map is. He's like, when's the last time you opened up a giant map? He doesn't know. He doesn't give a shit about a map. He just knows to roll a map.
That's awesome. Yeah,
but
I love
the
that
fun
movie.
Thing is, yeah, it's great, dude. It's like we don't know what we want to watch because none of us want to. It's like I don't really care what we watch. I don't really care. Like, let's just watch Twister. We always have it ready to go at any moment in time because it's like it's so fun. And you don't need to reboot it and to say, like, those characters fucking can exist. Make them exist. Make them the fucking, you know, like...
I didn't think
you know,
about
make
that.
It, like, make it the new generation of fucking... These guys are using some of their crazies. They're like, you know, like they're the old people. She could be at the fucking farm with the fucking... You see my cow out front? Yeah. No? Right?
Well, see, that's what I think I liked about, you know, to your point, Chris, with Jumanji, it wasn't a... reboot redo, right? It was acknowledging that the previous version existed and it was more just the sequel later on in life kind of thing. So the word reboot is what scares me on this. Like, I don't want you to reboot, I don't want you to redo it. If it is a sequel to the point that Dave's talking about where it exists now, we're 20 years later, 25 years later, and we're trying to you know, evolve the science from then to what we have now. Sure, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, and
I just need to know more.
Right, and the term sequel is dangerous because, like, you might just have a universe where you acknowledge it, but it has nothing to do with the original characters, but you just acknowledge those characters. That's not really a sequel. It's kind of a reboot. Right. More of like a continuation. They should have a new word for, like, continuation. It's not a sequel.
Yeah.
It's not a reboot. It's a continuation. So we acknowledge it's in the universe and it's fun. We may even reference those characters, which is kind of exactly what the Ghostbusters movie didn't really do. The
female one. The all-female one.
Which I think is... And I think one of the reasons for that is because it feels like it's invalidating your shit. And you don't want to feel like your shit's invalidated. You want to feel like it's being built on. I imagine that's a big part of why people get angry at reboots instead of... It should just be continuations. At least it would be for me.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck you.
Right.
I think that's why I'm looking forward to the next Ghostbusters is because it seems to be a continuation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is there an F5?
What would that be right, Dave?
F7. They're going to actually...
Finger of God.
They're going to make...
Finger of God.
Yeah,
and F7 is the palm of God.
Like,
the finger of God.
I know there's no such thing as a perfect movie. Some say Iron Man, the first one, is pretty close to a perfect movie. I think fucking Twister's pretty close to a perfect movie.
Those people
There's no scenes that make me upset or angry. They're all just fun.
Right, and like, it's one of those things where it's like, you look at the background characters and you're like, man, there's a lot of star power that rolled out of background fucking characters.
And that's the reason why that movie's good, is because of the background characters, the supplemental characters, and the little shit like leaving lemonade on the top of a car when you're in a hurry. That shit.
Right.
I was listening to a podcast, and they were doing their top five guilty pleasure movies, but they have to be, you know, critically panned, movies that the critics absolutely hated, but for whatever reason, it's on TV, you drop everything you sit down and you watch it, you know, kind of those guilty pleasures. And one of the guys on the podcast tried to use Twister as his guilty pleasure, and the other guys are like, nope, sorry, you can't. Critics love that movie. That's an awesome movie. That is not one of those. It's not Toxic Avenger. So no, you can't have that one.
I'm actually surprised it still has such a bad score on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, maybe people didn't, I don't know, maybe people didn't understand it or something.
I didn't get it.
But it's, yeah. Huh. That surprised me. I thought, I don't know, it might be a, what's Ryan's favorite movie? Fucking Bug City?
Black Knight?
Dark Knight?
No.
Black Knight.
Bug City.
Starship Troopers.
Might be a Starship Troopers thing where people are like, that movie was so stupid. It was unbelievable, and there was dumb dialogue. Like, you didn't understand.
No.
That is a danger of being too smart of a movie for your audience.
Right.
Yeah, Starship Troopers is the exact same thing. Very medium to bad reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. I find that odd.
Huh. It would be cool, like, if you could see how it was rated like that. Where it's like, oh, cool, Starship Troopers came out, and then the first few months it was rated super terribly. And then as people watched it, like, the ratings went up. Because people were like, ah, it's fucking way funnier than... And then you watch it kind of dip, and then you watch it come out in home video, and then, like, 10 years later, it's getting more... People are reviewing it, and you're like, no, that's a fucking... That shit is fucking great. So you can actually see that the trough and, like, peaks.
Yeah, what's his fucking name? Batty. Kevin Smith said that about his movies. He's like, almost every single one of my movies that was hated, 20 years later, people are like, what are you talking about? It's a great movie. Almost all of them, basically. He's like, people used to make the Mallrats joke. Mallrats is a joke. Now people quote me and they're like, I love that movie. What are you talking about? Same thing for Jersey Girl. People would be like, that's a stupid movie. And now it's 20 years later, they're like, oh, I love that movie. What are you talking about?
Right.
So I think Geely? It just needs time. That wasn't a Kevin Smith movie. Geely.
There have been 5 Starship Troopers movies.
They don't count, man. They don't count. No. Sorry. There was 1 Starship Troopers movie.
Right.
Most recent one was just 3 years ago.
Would you like to know more?
Because remember when we went back and watched them? Like we had like a marathon of like 3 or 4 of them or whatever at Ryan's house.
Yeah.
And it they don't count. You don't spend at least $1 million on your movie. It's not a movie.
Like, it went. Yeah, like... Because what was it? Like, the first one, great. Second one, you're like, oof, this is rough. Third one, you're like, whoa, this went way down, like a lot. And then the fourth one, they were like, hey, we got that guy. We got Rico back. That's pretty good, right?
That was the third one. The last two have been animated, now that I'm looking at it.
And, of course... I mean, they're not great, but we all know one person thinks they're great. So he would put them on his Steam wish list. So.
Right. Like Ryan, so you could be watching those. You could be like, okay, everybody, by next week, I'd like you to watch Starship Troopers as a team in a watch party.
That shit's good. They would be better for it.
But because those movies are always fun, they have made The King's Man, which is basically the Kingsman movies, but it's the origin. It's like during World War One. It looks fucking cool, man. It's got like Rasputin in it. It's got like, it looks fucking great. World War One guys, manners maketh the man, and shit. Oh, come on.
It does look good.
Like, and I guarantee those movies cost a decent amount, but they just managed to get good actors in it. And the fight scenes are really good, so they can just pumping them out.
And you know, if you like a movie or don't like a movie, but if a movie changes how you see something in your life, or even something stupid, and makes that big of an impact, then it's kind of cool. Like, I can't listen to that Country Road song without thinking of Kingsman.
Right? I know.
That forever has changed because of the second Kingsman movie to me.
Right, when he's standing, he's like chopping down stuff, standing on the mine. Take me home to a place. Is that John Denver? And they come at him and he's chopping them up and he's like, how the mine goes off and you're like, wow, okay. But, yeah. So it looks good. There's some fucking fencing.
I like fucking fencing.
Yeah, exactly.
I watched Mal fence the guy last night with those fucking long sleeves.
He was getting his ass kicked.
He was ass kicked.
He was not good at fencing.
All right.
Speaking of Firefly, if you were going to take one episode, what episode would you pick to say, like, you know, like to go, hey, watch this, and this will give you the basically why I like this show.
Because I was trying to pick them all enough. Honestly, I'd have to look at the descriptions and stuff of them all. And
yeah, like
it's a hard one.
Yeah.
Take a look at the fucking episode list.
Presented by I was just gonna do that. Number one
stop it.
What's the one where they do right in the beginning? They do Cry Baby Cry. Make your mama sigh. I can't remember which one episode that is.
I just want an episode list, you fucks. I don't want to watch your fucking commercial. That's one thing I hate about Hulu. Like, I'm already paying for it. You're going to make me watch a goddamn commercial?
Right.
Yep.
I really like Out of Gas. I think that's one of my favorite episodes.
That's the one where they're out of gas, right?
Right. Basically, he gets everyone off. And basically, he's flashing back to stuff because oxygen and stuff, and he's starting to go delirious and shit like that. I really like that episode.
You know what I have noticed by watching my second watch through is I never noticed how much they go to Persephone. So, like, I was thinking, man, after the movie, all these characters you meet are probably dead, which sucks.
Yep.
And so it gives me a new, like, oh, that's a cool character. Badger, that's a cool character. This guy, his second during the fucking duel, that's a cool character. All of them probably dead after the movie.
Yep.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Train Job is pretty good.
Train Job is fun. I like that. It's one of my favorite scenes when they go in the back to get the cargo and it's just loaded with Alliance people, like soldiers and stuff.
Dude, it's such an Indiana Jones moment.
Yeah.
Or not Indiana Jones, a Han Solo moment running in there. But yeah.
I don't know, man. They're all really good.
James.
The one with the fucking where he gets married.
Yes.
Or Mrs. Reynolds.
Yeah, because she is ridiculous.
She's like,
she's the one who goes on to be in
Mad Men.
She's the secretary in that show.
You know what? They all build on each other so well. I'm not even gonna look at it. I like that almost multiple times how upset Kaylee gets whenever somebody calls the ship a piece of shit or a piece of trash. And every single time she's just like, what are you talking about?
Right. Yeah. I do love it when they're first, when he's imagining all, when he's remembering all of, you know, and he has that one engineer, and he's kind of just a shitty guy.
Oh, yeah.
And she knows so much more than he does. They're just having sex in the back on the engines, and she's like, oh, no, it's this thing. And he's just like, what?
Yeah, it's fun. That's something Ryan should go back and watch. Ryan, you should go back and watch that show. I don't think you've watched it in a long time.
It's probably fairly recent since I watched it really late compared to when it came out, but yeah, I could probably watch that.
Been at least 10 years, you son of a bitch.
I remember watching it when we watched it on your laptop on the way to Gen Con. Like, sitting on it was on the floor and just angled up, so we're just like, oh, cool, this is... We're just watching it on a laptop. It was like that. So
I think I watched it... Remember when Amy had her improv thing? I think I watched it before that. Mm. I don't think that was 10 years ago, but it might have been, six.
16 years ago, actually.
Now I just imagine Ryan saying, like, hey, remember when Amy had her improv? Yeah, I watched it instead of the improv.
That's so mean, yeah. Ryan.
You know what, Amy? That was bad. That's all. Just kidding, I wouldn't do that.
Alright, pretty long in the tooth at this point. What else? Any other news stories of note?
Tenet just got pushed out to August 12th now.
Another two weeks. Alright, I guess.
It's just because some shitty southern states decide they can do whatever they want, and then they're like, hey, why are people getting sick, dummies? Yeah,
it is weird, though. Like, if you look at the coronavirus cases in the U.S., like, they're spiking in a lot of places, but the Minnesota, they're, like, almost all-time low, which is weird.
Because we have a good governor that said, shut it down.
A lot of people hate our governor.
I think the...
And they're wrong.
The southern states, it's warm, and so there are lots of people indoors.
Could be.
So that, you know, for air conditioning. And well, it's really nice in Minnesota. Yeah. Plus, we're generally doing
social distancing.
AC meaning they go in, like, in Minnesota, the flu season usually kicks in when we go indoors to stay warm.
Ah.
In the south, I'm saying they're going indoors to stay cool.
Sure. Okay.
That's what I was saying.
Okay. And they are finding that it spreads a lot easier. Like, apparently, outdoors the UV light actually has a pretty big effect on it, which is interesting.
Vitamin D.
Yeah.
I think the biggest. Well, I hadn't heard that. Maybe I have to read that. I heard a lot of it. There's this, like, the nasal, or what's it called? The aerosol. The, like, really fine particles you breathe. They'll, like, fill indoors places over time and get recirculated. But, like, outside, it just gets diluted. You know, the wind blows and it disappears, and it's much, much less shit.
Yeah, a type of ultraviolet light kills airborne coronavirus. It effects help explain why outside, or why it... the blood clotting issues and stuff there. It came out a couple days ago, I think.
I heard a study that some study, like a Penn State study, where they said they thought that the number of cases could be like something like 80 times more than reported, or it was like some ridiculous number.
Mm-hmm.
And then and it doubled like way faster than And because they looked at the baseline seasonal flu numbers, and it basically said, like, these don't look right. Mm-hmm. And if we attribute some of this to COVID, you could explain it. And so that's just an interesting thing.
Yeah,
it makes
well.
Me.
Yeah.
I hate it because it reminds us of how fucking people don't have it figured out. Like, I feel like scientists and governments. And government's paying scientists should figure shit the fuck out. You know what I mean? Like,
so let me ask you guys this question, and I want to hear your initial responses, and just to go with it. What are your thoughts on this was created in a lab somewhere? Go. And if you don't have information, that's fine too. Like, that's a conspiracy theory, right? That's a current conspiracy theory, is this was created in a lab and it got out somehow.
I haven't heard enough to pass judgment on.
That's actually a good response, and very, very wise of you to respond that way, because most people, when they hear that, will say, you're an idiot, or...
Exactly.
Everyone says it's not, and... There's some interesting things that scientists are starting to point out that says it might have escaped from a lab in a certain way. So, but the first thing you hear is, no, of course not. You're an idiot for even thinking that, which is never a good response if you want to have an open dialogue with people. I'm not saying I believe this, just making sure to point my blazes out there. But I'm Switzerland on this right now. I don't have enough information either, Dave. But I've just heard a lot. I've heard from both sides. And the one side seems to say, you're an idiot. And the other side says, here's 3 points or 4 points that make me believe why. Let's go through them. And then you respond to them. And, you know, you should look those ones
up. And
they
keep responding with, you're an idiot. So.
Yeah. But the people who are coming up, they're starting to be more and more people who are intelligent. And to what Ryan was saying, they don't have it figured out. The people in power don't know what the fuck they're doing any more than me and you do. They just hope they get it right.
Yep.
That is frustrating. It's also frustrating because, in general, people follow the guidelines of the government.
Right.
And so we really depend on them to do a good job.
Yeah. And when they come out and say, we told you not to wear a mask because we were worried about not having enough masks, you say to yourself, do you hate us? do you not respect us? Why should I ever listen to you again? And then,
well, our president literally said, I told them to slow down the testing so our numbers wouldn't look bad.
Yeah. What the fuck is that? Let's put our head in the sand? Those are almost verbatim his words. Oh my god.
I told them to slow down on testing because I didn't.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
test.
Our
pregnant.
Numbers were too high.
Thus, not being. I will make me not pregnant.
Well, you know what happens when you test more? You get more cases. So I told them, stop testing to slow it down. Like, what the fuck? You're an idiot. You should be fired just for that statement alone.
Right.
I know, it's so idiotic. It's amazing, actually.
Thus,
like, it's shockingly idiotic, you know what I mean? Like,
at this point, I almost feel like we should be contracted into Earth 1 because this is ridiculous.
Ooh. Absolutely ridiculous.
I'm in Earth 616. Sorry, guys.
Wait, is this... What's this for?
I'm in the main Marvel Universe. You can be in the cinematic Marvel Universe.
Man.
Whatever.
That's all I got.
I'm
done.
Whenever I get frustrated, our lack of leadership at the highest levels, it just frustrates me and I want to deal with it anymore. So. All right. Somebody else talk about something or take us home, because I ain't got nothing else.
So the next, the last thing is like the next big game that I'm really looking forward to is Cyberpunk 2077. And yes, they released a new trailer and stuff. Game looks fucking good, dude. Open world cyberpunk stuff, hacking, doing all that stuff. Body modifications, you know, get new eyes, new arms, new, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Looks fun.
You better play it now, because in like 15 years, the creators will be like, we didn't want to release it because it's too close to reality.
Right. There's literally like a part, like during character creation, where you can be like, you go through like making your character, and you'd be like, you don't pick a gender, you pick genitals, dude. You'd be like, penis, circumcised, uncircumcised, vagina, fucking genderless. You can do whatever. You basically could do anything.
I want like, both, damn it, and I want two dicks coming out of my vagina.
Pretty, right. I wouldn't be surprised. That means someone's fucking animating shit. You're like, okay, buddy.
Did you see they're coming? Of course, it all circles back to Netflix, but they're coming out with an animated series for Netflix.
Right, because those guys, yes. Basically, they've been making The Witcher games and then this. And they just take a really long time. They're all about the, we'll release it when it gets done kind of people. So it's like, they released the first trailer for this like 5 years ago. And they're like, I don't know, it's just going to take us as long as it takes us.
Yeah.
Did we talk about the eye on the podcast before? There's a prosthetic eye that they're making or in development that's really close to being done that gives you 20/20 vision and also lets you see at night. It has dark vision in it. So for people who are missing an eye, so just answer me this question. So let's say people that are missing an eye, they get it and they can see perfectly and they can see at night. And you're like, holy shit, that's really cool. 5 years goes by, somebody's like, why the fuck would I not just put this eye in? Then I could see at night and it's perfectly the same. I mean, this is how it's going to start, right? It's going to be cool stuff that people can do for prosthetics that are better than us. And then we like, fuck it, hack off my arm and put on a fucking new prosthetic arm and let me crush people's skulls.
Right, like, they'll get down to the point where there'll be, like, the modifieds versus the unmodifieds, and that'll be a split, where it's like, people are like, no, the only pure humans are the unmodified humans.
Yes.
I don't know, man. I think they'll probably, at least for a while, be limited to, like, super soldier types that are the government and other secret organizations invest in.
They're probably
build
already
the cyber
out there. Probably out there right now.
but remember, Ryan, then where do you go? You go to Thailand, go down to Mexico, go whatever, go wherever, and get your fucking black market cybernetic augmentation and shit like that. It might not be the best, but then you need your, you know, your boy to, like, be fixing you up every once in a while because you're getting, like, fucking, like, heavy metal leakage into your system, so you have to get that, like, taken care of.
Well, And you have to be careful because somebody could hack your arm. They could fucking or EMP that makes it go down. Oh yeah, gotta be careful.
Exactly.
You just gave me a lot more stuff to think about now. I'm not so sure about my bionic eye anymore. To think about it.
Yeah, but just think it. Like maybe the bionic. Sure, there's the low med, and then eventually they'll get to the low stuff where it's like, oh, cool. Like, you're not. You're still like got metals and stuff in you? No. Mine's like organic cybernetics, so it can't be. It's not hackable because it's basically organic, but it's like the best versions of muscle fibers built from someone, you know. And this is the eyes that are like the best eyes around, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be a brave new frontier. If we get there, if we survive the year, well, let's just work on surviving the year first. All right, Adam. If people have theories or thoughts on how we can survive the year, where can they get in touch with us?
Well, thanks, Chris. Check us out on Facebook at the Geeks Next Door. We've got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz, and go ahead and drop us an email about bionic eyes at geeksnextdoorfdw, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
The man is a muse of outros. Like, he can never be beaten, and it inspires me every day. Good job, man. All right, everybody, you have a good week. We'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey. See ya.
I think I'd take a bionic eye.